A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Spotify paying up in a royalty dispute with music publishers. The streaming company settling its license dispute with the National Music Publishers Association will pay over $20 million in owed royalties. In exchange, the publishers agreeing to not file copyright infringement claims. Stress can be harmful not only mentally but physically as well. We get details from USA Radio's Tammy Rose.
It doesn't matter who you are. Stress is a simple fact of life. It's nearly impossible to avoid. So
it's really a matter of how you're dealing with stress that is the key point.
Dr. Deepak Bhatt is a cardiologist at Boston's Bingham and Women's Hospital. He says stress management is crucial to healthy living because stress can be harmful. It raises blood pressure and heart rate. So the doctor suggests exercise, positive thinking, meditate or pray, unplug from electronics, and get enough sleep. I'm Tammy Rose.
Police in New York investigate after mail that was sent to one of Donald Trump's sons was found to contain white powder. Sources say preliminary tests finding the powder to be non-hazardous. Eric Trump receiving the envelope at his residence in Manhattan Thursday night. Tony Bennett is doing fine. University of Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett, collapsing from dehydration during the NCAA tournament game, was taken to the locker room. Now, that led to some confusion on social media, with some thinking that the legendary singer Tony Bennett had collapsed. The singer assuring everyone online he's doing fine, and so is the coach. This is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with scattered sprinkles before 1 p.m., then isolated showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., then scattered sprinkles after 3 p.m., partly sunny skies, a high near 60, westerly winds between 7 and 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 28 degrees, north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 45 and northern winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 29, calm winds becoming northeasterly between 5 and 8 miles after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 40% and the new snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. On Sunday, we have snow likely again, mainly after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 36 and northeasterly winds around 11 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70% and new snow accumulation is 1 to 3 inches possibly. Sunday night, snow likely again before 2 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 2 a.m., cloudy skies and a low around 28 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Monday, winter weather continues, a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 30%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's show for Hunterdon Helpline here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show as well, and glad to be here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. And we've got lots to talk about. Spring is supposedly on its way, and yet we're kind of backpedaling here with the temps. Looks like we're going to have winter this weekend before the start of spring, and snow and low temperatures as low as 28 degrees. So hopefully this is the last vestige and we can finally say goodbye once and for all. I know we've been spoiled the last 2 weeks with beautiful, beautiful weather and high temps, but sorry guys, we're going to have one last taste of that white stuff. And we have a lot to talk about today. We call ourselves Hands Across Hunterdon because we like to talk about all the other nonprofits that are doing work here, businesses who are supporting causes and volunteer and really extend a hand, and also our volunteers, but the community at large. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, and what they are accomplishing. Very, very interesting. And I just passed Pastor Pamela Reed's sign on Main Street. She always has wonderful, wonderful messages out there. So I slow down. I'm not creating a traffic problem, I hope. But I slow down to read the sign. And today's sign was, don't point fingers, extend a hand. And I thought that was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Really, use the whole hand. Extend it an opportunity to give, to help somebody else. And that, I think, is fantastic. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today, is all of those people who are, in fact, giving a hand in our community. And we're going to start with a wonderful program that's coming up. Hunterdon Helpline is involved in it every year since we are a member of the Senior Health Coalition, which is sponsored by Hunterdon Medical Center and their division on geriatrics and aging. And it is the Caregiver Appreciation Day, which is Saturday, April 30th from noon to 3 p.m. It is at Hunterdon County Polytech, the Vocational Academy of Hunterdon County at 10 Junction Road. And what is Caregiver Appreciation Day? Well, first let me backtrack a little bit, because the Senior Health Coalition needs a shout out. Sitting around this committee's table are people who are in the business of helping seniors, whether they have a for-profit home health aid business, whether they are a facility, assisted living, or rehab, etc., or a nonprofit such as Hunterdon Helpline with all our senior programs to age in place, or Meals on Wheels. Also represented is the county's Division of Seniors, Disabilities, and Veterans Services, and of course the hospital and its programs headed by Linda Bryant. So we meet once a month and we talk about the opportunities, the resources, and sometimes the lack of resources for our seniors in Hunterdon County and what we can do to make it better for our seniors, more accessible, etc. So a lot of good work comes out of those meetings. Also, Linda always has a wonderful program so that we are kept abreast of any new information and education, whether it be Alzheimer's or falling situations. The medical center actually has a program just on falling, which is great. And a variety of other things. Is the home health care industry getting the workforce that they need? We discuss that. So many different resources, opportunities, education. It's truly, truly very advantageous for Helpline to be sitting at that table because, of course, as the Hunterdon Helpline First Assist Service, we're constantly getting calls from both seniors and their caregivers as to what the resources are in the area. So it keeps us abreast of that information as well. So an outshoot of that every year is our annual Caregiver Appreciation Day. And this is for caregivers to get out for the day to not only be educated as to resources and opportunities for their loved ones that they are caring for, but also it's a day of pampering for them. So often our caregivers don't get that chance to get out of the house, to have that few hours totally for themselves, and they deserve it. They are caretaking of their loved one 24/7, and it's a huge responsibility. While it could be very, very rewarding, it's also taxing and draining. I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir because people who are listening know we have an aging population in the United States, and we certainly have it here in Hunterdon County with our largest growing population being our seniors. So this really is a day for those caregivers to come out. There will be a speaker presentation. We have the featured guest speaker, Patty Kerr, coming. And I understand that her expertise is in Alzheimer's. She's the author of I Love You, Who Are You? And I'm sure you get that for many of our Alzheimer's patients who begin to fail and fail to remember who their loved ones are. But she will be talking about opportunities for caregiving and some things that can make your life a little bit easier. So I'm looking forward to listening to it as well. We'll have a table there. Again, all of the businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, and so forth will be on hand with a table each, and they will have a lot of information about the resources and opportunities they have. So that is April 30th. I'm going to take a break and come back, give you a little bit more information about it. It's going to be a grand day, but I want to talk about Polytech and the wonderful things that the students are going to be providing that day. So after this pause, we will be back with more information about Caregiver Appreciation Day.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show here every Friday morning. We have been talking about the Hunterdon Medical Center's Senior Health Coalition group and their annual Caregiver Appreciation Day. That is Saturday, April 30th from noon to 3 p.m. It is hosted by Hunterdon County Polytech, which is at 10 Junction Road, Flemington, New Jersey. And as I was saying earlier, this is a day for caregivers to be the recipients of not just education and valuable information and resources, but also a day of pampering. What the schedule is for the day is lunch, which is provided by Polytech and also the Senior Health Coalition. And also a day of presentations. There will be a speaker on hand, Patty Kerr. She's the author of I Love You, Who Are You? She is an expert in the field of Alzheimer's. And all of the for-profit and non-profit and government agencies that are part of the Senior Health Coalition will have tables of information about their programs and services. But in addition, it is a day of pampering for the caregiver. And what that means is the students at Polytech are providing manicures from the cosmetology division, tired foot and leg treatment, blood pressure screening, car washing from the automobile detailing division, chair massages, and we also, for those who need to bring their loved ones because they do not have someone who can fill in for them while they attend the Caregivers Appreciation Day, we will have an activity room for their loved ones to also have some fun that day. So, a day of information, education, and pampering. We do this annually, and it's always a fun, wonderful day. The line And the cosmetology department is huge, huge as people get their manicures. And also a line for the tired foot and leg treatment, the massages. And what better way to perk yourself up by for the day than getting a car wash and having your car look terrific. I know every time I just take everything that's off the floor in my vehicle, I'm a happy person. So, but that's fun. And this day is free. It is a free event for all caregivers and the ones that they serve. And so how do you sign up for this? You can RSVP by calling Claudia Brotzman, and her number is 908-581-5251. 908-581-5251. Also, one of the stations that there will be that day is Facebook 101. So if you're looking to increase your social media skills and communicate with your loved ones through Facebook, we are also going to have that instruction for you. So that's kind of exciting as well. Lots of wonderful things going on that day. Again, for information, resources, but also for a day of pampering. Caregivers deserve it. As I said before, oftentimes they are caring for their loved ones 24/7. Very rare that they can get out, have a few hours for themselves. And so this has been a great event for Hunterdon County. It also showcases the wonderful things that Polytech does and the wonderful expertise, if you will, of the students who are learning these trades at Polytech. I'm a great proponent of Polytech and the things that they do. They, of course, have their culinary division, too. And like I said, they will be participating in providing some of the lunch for the day. And that's always quite tasty. In fact, Polytech is starting its open to the public culinary restaurant, I believe, in March. So you can call over there and find out when that is. Something, I'm trying to jar my memory. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. But it's an opportunity for you to experience what the students are learning and have a fabulous meal. And it's obviously an opportunity for the students to showcase what they are learning and also have real hands-on experience with the public. So we'll get a taste of that at the Caregiver Appreciation Day when they serve us lunch. And again, that is Saturday, April 30th, noon to 3 p.m. There'll also be entertainment, musical entertainment. So if you want to sign up, and like I said, if you cannot leave your loved one at home, you are welcome to bring your loved one. There will be an activity room for them as well so that they enjoy the day. And all you have to do to RSVP that you are coming is call Claudia Brotzman at 908-581-5251. That is 908-581-5251. Also, if you get to see the flyer, and obviously you can't see the flyer on the radio, it's absolutely beautiful, and we're doing something new this year. We're going to be having a passport book so that the participants can go around and see all the different participants who are providing information and resources at their tables. And all of this, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I wish I could have you see it, but I'm sure it's going to be on the internet soon enough. Beautiful pastel colors of a passport. We'll have the logos of the participating organizations, as I said. And this was done along with the invitations This was done by a Polytech student. She did everything. She did the flyers, the postcards, the invitations. There's going to be a banner. And I just, again, I cannot say enough about what the students learn at Polytech and truly the professionalism and the expertise that they have when they graduate. And if you don't know this, many of our entrepreneurs in Hunterdon County are graduates of Polytech Academy, and they have opened up their own businesses. So a big shout out to Polytech, because here economic development is a result of that wonderful institution. I mean, I could think of quite a few people I know that Matt McPherson from Matt's Red Rooster Grill is a graduate of Polytech. I know Nicole from Dolce Vita opened up that salon. She is a graduate of Polytech. So many of the graduates have become our Hunterdon County entrepreneurs. And that is just amazing. So we always want to support Polytech, excuse me. And we of the Senior Health Coalition certainly want to thank them for once again opening up their doors, allowing us to have this event in their facility, but also having them a crucial part and fun part of the event by providing lunch, by providing all the different pampering opportunities, such as the manicures, the car washing, etc. So, again, a big thank you to them. Once again, call Claudia Brotzman to RSVP at 908-581-5251. It's this Saturday, April 30th, from noon to 3 p.m. at Polytech, the Caregiver Appreciation Day, and we hope to see you. It's going to be a great day. So, along the vein of seniors, I do want to give a shout-out to Meals on Wheels before we go to break. Every year, Meals on Wheels has a raffle. I just bought mine. I've never won before. I'm hoping this is my year. But they have changed their raffle up a little bit. And this time it's called Your Meals on Us. They used to have a airplane ticket raffle. And now it is a restaurant gift certificate raffle. So it's called Your Meals on Us. It's a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels. And I can't tell you how important it is for we nonprofits to raise funds. It is huge. We may get grants and so forth, but they do not cover all of our expenses. And oftentimes they are very limited in terms of what part of our program or service they will fund. Our administrative costs are very rarely funded in their entirety. So it is huge, huge that we raise funds outside of those grants and outside of the normal donations and contributions we may get from corporations and foundations. So Meals on Wheels, and of course, Hunterdon Helpline works very closely with Meals on Wheels. We kind of trade clients. I refer my clients to them, and they refer their clients to us, and to make sure that our seniors in the county have a robust cadre, if you will, of resources so that they can age in place. So with our telephone reassurance and our friendly visitor program, which keeps them connected to the community, which monitors them for their health, meals, etc., to bolster that, having meals delivered to them at their home also eliminates some of the problems and issues they might have of keeping themselves nutritionally stable. And Meals on Wheels is fantastic. So they're having their raffle, and first prize, $600 value, $350 gift certificate at Matt's Red Rooster Grill, and $250 for the Tewksbury Inn in Oldwick. Two great restaurants. So that is amazing. Second prize, because now you have three opportunities to win. Second prize is a $475 value, $250 to be used at the Inn of the Hawk, and $125, and the Inn of the Hawk, by the way, is in Lambertville, $125 for the Milford Oyster House in Milford, which I have been trying to get to for quite some time. So maybe if I win, I say I'll even take second prize. But and the third leg of that is $100 at the Mountain View Chalet in Asbury. So that's just second prize. Third prize, and I'll take this too. Maybe I'll win $200 value, $100 from Janina Bistro in Lebanon, and a $100 gift certificate for the Fox and Hound Tavern in Lebanon. So you have three opportunities to win. The raffle tickets cost $20, a book of five for $100. The drawing date is set for Friday, May 27th at 6 p.m. All proceeds from the sale of the raffle ticket will support the programs of Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County. And only 750 tickets are going to be sold. So that's a good chance of winning, I think, especially if you buy a book. If you want a ticket, a raffle ticket, contact their main office at 908-284-0735. That's 908-284-0735. Or you can go and contact them via email at info@MOWIH. Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon.org. MOWIH.org to support this wonderful fundraiser for the wonderful Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County. You know, we have to support our organizations. We have to, all of our programs and services for our aging in Hunterdon County are free. And again, all of us, Meals on Wheels, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, Hunterdon Helpline, we all truly rely on your donations. And what better way this is fun than to purchase a raffle ticket. So again, call them at 908-284-0735. And we're going to take a break and be back with some more information about all those hands across Hunterdon that are doing fantastic work.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Nothing's changed other than the perception that this is more likely to become an open convention than we thought before.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's a growing chance there will be a contested Republican convention, though he says his goal is to remain neutral. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan, both believed to be medium-range ballistic missiles. This is the U.S. announces new sanctions against North Korea. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder getting hammered on Capitol Hill about the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, calling the crisis a failure of government on all levels. Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz speaking to the EPA chief.
I'm not excusing them at all, but you need to take some responsibility because you screwed up and you messed up 100,000 people's lives.
He wants the EPA chief to step down. And a pizza shop owner in upstate New York getting 22 years in prison for being an ISIS supporter. That sentence handed down yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin from Daybreak USA. Well, the winter may have been dry for you, your hair may be a little brittle, and maybe you color your hair. Well, I've got great news for you. I told you last week one of my coworkers, Charlie, saw me in the hallway, and he said, hey, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic. I was kind of surprised, but hey, who doesn't want a compliment from a coworker who says your hair looks fantastic? All right, for those of us that color our hair, and a lot of us do, Ovation introduces their latest in color therapy treatment, the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Now, with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't want that? And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs if you purchase the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. The offer won't last long, and also, you know, you can get an introductory discount if you're a new Ovation hair care purchaser by selecting Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout. OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Today, scattered sprinkles before 1 p.m., isolated showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Then scattered sprinkles after 3 p.m., partly sunny skies and a high near 60, westerly winds between 7 and 16 miles per hour, and the gusts as high as 28 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation at 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 28 degrees, and north winds will be between 3 and 6 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, but a high near 45 degrees only, and north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, and a low around 29 degrees. Calm winds becoming northeasterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 40%. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Sunday, the snow continues, mainly after 8 a.m., cloudy skies and a high near 36. The northeasterly winds around 11 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70% with new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches, possibly. Sunday night, the snow continues before 2 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 2 a.m., cloudy skies and a low around 28 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Start your work week on Monday, unfortunately not spring, but more like winter, with a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny skies, a high near 43 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday evening, skies will remain partly cloudy, and the low will dip to 25 degrees. And you are listening still to Hunterdon Helpline. I hope that you stayed with us. If you were listening before, got all the information about Caregivers Appreciation Day on April 30th and also Meals on Wheels fabulous fundraiser for restaurant gift certificates. And if you're just tuning in, you can always call Hunterdon Helpline for more information about just about anything, because we are your first call for help. Our first assist program, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. What do? We answer your questions. We provide resources, linkages. We do case management. We have a licensed clinical social worker on staff. We are your first call for help for basic human needs resources, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention. The list goes on and on. What is your challenge? Give us a call at 908-782-4357. 908-782-HELP. Or you can call our 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-INFO. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. Remember, we have a community translation center as well. So whether you speak Spanish, Russian, Portuguese, Tagalog, Chinese, Egyptian, Arabic, give us a call. 908-782-4357. And of course, in both Hunterdon and in Somerset counties, when those offices close for the day, we are your social services hub to give you the information, connection, and services that you need if social services is closed in both those counties. So we're here. We're here after 4:30 for the link when their offices close as well. And whatever the need, whatever the time, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, Hunterdon Helpline is here to serve you. 908-782-4357. So The last two segments, we were talking about the Senior Health Coalition and their annual Community Caregiver Appreciation Day, which is Saturday, April 30th, noon to 3 p.m. at Huntington County Polytech. Lunch, information, education, and lots of pampering, lots of services for those people who truly deserve a break. We talked about Meals on Wheels, Your Meals on Us, their fundraiser. You can have a chance to win three times for restaurant gift certificates. Call them at 908-284-0735. For Caregivers Appreciation Day, call Claudia at 908-581-5251. And I want to obviously give a shout out to some of the programs and services Huntington Helpline does, but we've got a couple of things coming up. One of them, this is a sneak preview, are our town crawls. And some of you know that in the last 2 years, we went ahead and kind of revised our look at that typical nonprofit annual dinner. And we've developed what we call the town crawls. And it honors the towns that we have the event in because it really showcases what they do by having a progressive dinner at three different locations, appetizers at one restaurant, the entree at a second restaurant, and dessert at a third venue. And we get to walk through the streets of those towns. And we're going to have our first town crawl this year in May, and it will be in Lambertville. And we're putting the final touches on that, so stay tuned. Also, obviously, to our internet website, www.helplinehc.org, will certainly give you information when you can start buying tickets. But we're also doing something a little bit different this year, and there is a contest. And that contest is going to be at each of our town crawl locations. We are going to ask the community to send in nominations for the person that represents Hands Across Huntington in their area. And I said, we named this radio show Hands Across Huntington because we wanted to truly showcase the people, the businesses, the nonprofits, the organizations, the agencies who lend that hand. Remember, I gave a shout out to Pastor Pamela Reed for her signage in front of her church on Main Street all the time. And today it was, instead of pointing fingers, give a hand. So that's really what we want. We want nominations from the Lambertville area of people who have extended that hand, have made a difference in their community, and they will be honored at the town crawl for all their efforts and contributions. So very, very, very excited about that. Very excited. More information is coming. We're going to start to truly, well, hopefully blast this out next week. And I'm excited not just for the contest, which will be great to really learn about all the people who are going to be nominated and what they do, but and maybe we can have them all on the show. But also, I love these town crawls. We did them last year, and they were fabulous. One in Flemington, one in Clinton. And people love the idea of walking from one venue to the other. I was a little hesitant about that. And my board said, no, people are going to want to do this. This is exciting and something different. And it was great. We just, first of all, we were able to walk off the food from one venue to the next. So that way we were definitely ready to eat more. And so, and we also, it was great too because it was a guilt-free evening because you could eat more and you could say at the same time, hey, we walked. We walked in between every course. So you can't get better than that. So I'm very excited. This year we're going to have, like I said, Lambertville. And the second one in the fall is going to be in Flemington again. And just again, it's so exciting. It's so different. And then add to it the contest to honor a person in each of those areas that truly represents giving a hand and our whole Hands Across Huntington concepts. So that is incredible. And I want you to stay tuned to www.helplinehc.org, because you're also going to find out more about, yes, drumroll, Salsa Night 2016. And I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to give you the information about that, because we're talking July 16th, people, and if you want to showcase your business, now is the time to get your vendor packets in. You can still sponsor so that you have a place for Salsa Night, because it is growing and growing and growing. And at some point, we do have to cap it off so that it is contained enough to be successful. So that is July 16th, but I will give you more information after this break.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, 10 to 11, Friday mornings on the Hunterdon County Internet radio station, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Wonderful idea. I think it's 4 years old already, and just fantastic opportunity for our community to have this radio station literally at our fingertips, at our ears. All these years, I mean, the amount of information that has gone out over these airwaves has been amazing, and over the internet. When I think of all the different shows that go on here, it's unbelievable. We have restaurants, we have businesses, we have senior information, we have information about mental and physical illnesses. We have, I mean, just about anything that would affect each and every one of us. And it is incredible, absolutely incredible. And more people and organizations are signing on to become hosts. We have football information, sports information. We have home, do-it-yourself kind of stuff, repair and maintenance. I don't think there's one topic that is not part of the list of shows. So we certainly appreciate having the opportunity and truly appreciate what the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has done to provide this opportunity. So I did promise you that we would talk about Salsa Night. We've talked about a lot of different events that are coming up from a lot of different nonprofits, and so it's time to talk about Salsa Night because time is waning. This is a July 16th event. It's a Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. It has grown in the last 3 years to over 5,000 people attending, coming to Main Street in Flemington to participate, to dance, to the live orchestra, to eat a variety of different foods, from American hot dogs to Latino fare to Asian fare. We've had it all. And it's just been an incredible, fun event with entertainment and dance contests and vendors, everything from stuff for the kids to home improvement to our nonprofits to educate the community with all their resources and services that are so important to our community. Again, it's Saturday, July 16th. It is from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. You need to reserve your spot now. Sponsorships are still available as well. I'm going to give a shout out to those already on board. But if you want to be a vendor, please call us at 908-782-4357 to get a vendor packet. Very, very important, because this event is growing every single year, and I would hate to have to cut off vendors because we're full. So you need to get it in as soon as possible. And again, we advertise this all over. Last year we had people coming from locally, across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and we even had people who were from Connecticut. So it is a fun event. It's rain or shine, and just something for everyone in the family. And of course, we have a beer and wine garden, so not for everyone in the family, but certainly just enhances the fun of the evening. And our beer and wine garden sponsor is Jake's Restaurant, who, a big shout out to them, because they've done this for quite some time and they make it easy. And like I said, it adds quite a bit to the event. Our other sponsors, of course, include ShopRite as our signature sponsor. They have been our signature sponsor for years, and even for Salsa Night when Huntington Helpline was not the host of it. And you just can't get better than ShopRite. I mean, what can I say? They are so committed to our community, and they are accessible. They never act like a corporation up on the hill, gated, and, you know, maybe they'll come down and speak to us. They're just incredible people from the Calillo family down to each and every person that works for them. And they make Salsa Night truly an incredible happening. I can't say enough about what they do and what they contribute. Also, in addition to ShopRite and Jake's, we have Unity Bank again as a sponsor. Big shout out to them. We're thrilled to have them. Also, the print shop, PSI, and their, I guess, a sister organization, Shout, and again, the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. So we're just absolutely thrilled. The Flemington Business Improvement District is also marketing the event, and we're appreciative of that. Again, there's time for more sponsors. You can get on the flyers. We are truly marketing this throughout. It's already on at least 20 festival sites on the internet throughout New Jersey. I don't know if I should tell you this, but I've done my Comcast Newsmaker spot, so it's on Comcast, and we're going to get a big crowd this year. I think it's just been growing and growing, and so now is the time to get that vendor packet in. Again, You want to call 908-782-4357, and we'll send that right out to you. Why do we do salsa night? Well, it is showcasing Hunterdon Helpline, our free programs and services for the community. I talked about some of the things that we do. We have a literacy services division, a senior and disability services division. We have Hunterdon Hispanos. We have work and activity. A lot of different programs and services. In addition to our 47-year-old first assist, 47-year-old first assist, 24/7, 365 days of the year, helpline. Meeting the challenges of residents who call in, who need help, whether it be mental and physical illnesses, homelessness, assistance with paying bills, the opportunity to get a better job, or just simple navigation of their needs in the county and how they go about finding the solutions to those needs. So this is huge for us. This is a grand fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline and its Hunterdon Hispanos programs and services as well. And I want to be very clear about Salsa Night because it truly, I think, showcases the fact that we are a diverse community and we have quite a bit to offer in terms of diversity that makes our area very interesting, an area that people want to come to because it's not the same old, same old. We have a lot of Latino businesses that have truly increased the economic development advantages of the area, and a shout out to them. But they will be participating as usual. When we think of Salsa Night, yes, there is definitely a Latino flair. But I think of Salsa Night as salsa, the combination of all these different ingredients, all the different diversity elements that we have to share here in Hunterdon County that make it the most incredible place to work, to play, to live. And our food of the evening exemplifies that. We have, like I said, everything from our Latino fare, which of course is featured, to American hot dogs, to Asian fare. We've had Southern fare, those oyster poor boy sandwiches from Where's the Food? Incredible. I shout out to all our different food trucks, Kathleen's Catering. It really has made the event just bursting with flavor, no pun intended. But also a shout out to those who participate on Main Street. Let's not forget them, the restaurants and the businesses on Main Street that do keep their doors open for this event to welcome people into our community and also to give back because, once again, this is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. So more information, you're going to call 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. With that, I need to say adios and wish you a wonderful, wonderful weekend, even though we're going to have some snow. Hopefully, it's a goodbye to winter this weekend. So brace yourself, get your milk and your eggs, and hopefully it won't be too bad. And again, thank you so much, not just for tuning in, but for supporting Hunterdon Helpline for 47 years.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.